Lee.
What took you to move to Haynes and become an editor of our weekly paper?
Well, for one thing, I don't have to drive. I can walk anywhere. And I am so looking forward to not driving a car for the rest of my life. As far as what I'll be doing, I am committed to this position. I'll have to work hard, and I swear I will enjoy it.
How do you get to know all the local issues arriving like this and jumping into a position where you're going to be writing this week's paper?
That takes time. However, I've already written a few stories for the paper that's coming out this week, today, and you'll see a few things by me in there.
Can you tell us about your previous experience with newspapers?
I've done a lot of things. I was the business reporter at the San Diego Business Journal. And in Harrisonburg, Virginia, I was a reporter slash copy editor. Then there was Bryson City, North Carolina, as an editor, which I greatly enjoyed. And most recently, I was the owner and other things at the Lafayette Nicolet Ledger in Lafayette, Minnesota.
And you left that position to go volunteer in Ukraine?
Yes, and sadly, just a few days before I left, I pulled my back out. I don't know what it was. All I know is I was in extreme pain, so naturally I was useless, but I did some volunteer work. I was able to do that for a short while.
You were working serving food and drinks. What population were you serving?
These were refugees.
How long did you stay there in Ukraine?
Just a few months, and that was it. This was in Lviv, which supposedly is far from the war and far from attack. But every once in a while, I'd hear about an attack in Ukraine. I remember being there, and I was told that if those alarm sirens go off, you go over there. And they pointed to where over there was. And keep in mind, I was in pain at the time, so all I could say to myself was, I'm not going to make it. If the bombs come, let them hit me.
You have a beautiful 7,000-page dictionary. Do you travel everywhere with this?
No, I just put it on my desk and I leave it there. But it's interesting to have this is an archival piece of dictionary. It's from 1914. And obviously, modern words like the internet aren't going to be in there. But other words you get a fascinating history of.
Thank you. Kyle, you just spent 6 years as reporter, editor. How did you end up owning a newspaper?
Well, there's different stories about how that happened. It all happened so fast. I don't recall exactly. I'm going with it. I got drugged by Tom Morfitt, but no. I moved here to work at the paper. I knew Tom was interested in selling it. I didn't commit to doing that, but I ended up going that direction.
Any thoughts on the last 6 years of being at the center of everything?
I've learned a lot. It's been challenging. I've definitely developed a thicker skin living in Haynes in a good way. I don't take things as personally as I used to. I think when I first moved to town, I was troubled by some of the conflicts. I've come to learn that that is inevitable and good for communities. I mean, there's people with different values. Sometimes they're irreconcilable and you have to hash things out. Sometimes it gets heated and that's okay.
So you're taking a break? You're planning to come back?
Yeah. I think the main reason I decided to hire an editor is the timing was right for my wife and I to spend more time with each other and our family. She's about to give birth. We've often daydreamed about traveling for an extended period of time. And as she's taking the next year off, we thought that it could work out to make that happen. So that's the goal. I'm going to get a job. I still need to work. I'll still be around at the paper, but Lee will be running things on a weekly basis. And like I said, I still own it. I'm still responsible for the paper, so I'm not just going to disappear. But I have all the confidence in Lee. I mean, when he owned the Nicolet Ledger for 4 years, he ran it almost single-handedly. That is not an easy job. It requires a lot of effort, and you have to care to be able to do that. And I'm real happy he's here because he's going to be good.
There's more changes coming to the newsroom?
Yeah, there's a full-time reporter that's coming June 7th. And other than that, the setup will be like we always have it, an editor, a full-time reporter, and a part-time reporter. I hope that people are welcoming to Lee, and it sounds like they already have been. Like I said, I'll be around. I'm not leaving.
Thank you.